America needs more truckers. Right now, just one truck is available for every 12 loads it needs to be shipped. That's according to analysts DAT Solutions. It's also the lowest ratio the industry's seen since 2005, and it's forcing some retailers to delay shipments or pay more for delivery. We're joined now by Derek Leathers, CEO of the Omaha-based trucking company Werner Enterprises. And Derek, are you seeing this trucking squeeze in your business, and what effect is it having?
Yeah, I think capacity is clearly tighter right now than we've seen in a long while. I've been in this business for about 26 years, and over the last 6 months, we've seen truck capacity tighten across the nation. It kind of got kicked off with some of the summer storms and hurricanes, and then bled into peak season, which was more robust than we've seen in the last couple of years, and really continues into January at this point with tight capacity compared to demand.
Well, and so what's driving that? Is it that just more goods need to be shipped, or is there something else that's causing a shortage?
Yeah, I don't think there's a single silver bullet you can kind of point to, but it's I think a combination of we've seen GDP growth and economic activity picking up throughout the year, combined with the fact that drivers are tougher to come by, and the driver shortage is probably more pronounced right now than it's been in a long, long time. And then lastly, just trucking returns have been pretty depressed throughout the recession and over the last several years. And so as a result, you really have a trucking fleet that's smaller than it was in 08 nationally, and yet demand that's picking up at a pretty robust clip. And you put those two together and you just end up in a situation where there's not enough trucks to move all of the freight that needs to get moved.
I see. So several really powerful factors there. Can we talk about the drivers for a second? I mean, why is there a tight labor market for drivers, and how are you going about trying to recruit new folks to get behind the wheel?
Well, I think there's several things that play into that. I mean, the biggest one is just demographics are working against the industry. The trucking industry average age is about 10 years older than the average age across other comparable industries like manufacturing and construction. So as those retirements are taking place, we're just not seeing the same level of new entrants into the industry. You know, being a truck driver was something that carried a certain level of honor with it. They were kind of the knights of the road. And we lost that somewhere along the way. And I think often, trucks are portrayed as sort of this negative reality on the road that is in my way or slowing me down, versus realizing that's how the nation moves. 73% of all the goods in this country are moved by truck, and I always find that statistic interesting, because I'd love to know how the other 27% got there, because ultimately a truck has to deliver it. What are we doing about it? I mean, pay in the industry has come up considerably. Here at Werner, our pay is up 17% over the last couple of years. First-year entrants into the industry can now make, around $50,000 a year, depending on what part of the business they go in. Tuition reimbursement for their education is stronger than it's ever been. I mean, we have full tuition reimbursement here. So it's a good job. It pays well. You can build a family around it. But it's about getting that awareness out there.
Yeah. You're absolutely right that, I don't know where the other 20-some percent, how they got to places, because every city, town in the United States relies on trucks to get things not only across the country, but, across those last miles as well. So it's, our economy is unimaginable without this industry operating at its best. I'm wondering if there's also concerns, for folks who may look into truck driving as a future career, if they have long-term concerns about whether or not they're worrying that they're going to be replaced by, a self-driving truck in the future.
Yeah, I think that's, very astute on your part. I mean, it's something we're continuously trying to battle sort of the narrative that is out in front of the reality on. Many people think that, we're just a couple of years away from fully autonomous trucks going down the road and delivering the majority of the freight. And, industry experts and people that are really in the trenches would argue, heavily that's overstated. As an analogy that sometimes hits home to someone who maybe isn't in the business is, we've been able to take off and land planes for 20 plus years without a pilot in the cockpit, but nobody's taken a flight anytime recently without a pilot, nor do I expect they will. And so it is something that safety has to be a priority. And I, for one, believe that, having people in the truck to kind of pilot those systems and oversee those systems is here to stay, at least for the next 10, 15, probably even 20 years.
Well, so looking back to the immediate challenges that the industry is facing, maybe there's a silver lining here. Is it a good time to run a trucking company because demand to ship those goods is so high?
Yeah, I think it's a, you know, we're entering a cycle right now that is, you know, a pretty strong one if you're a carrier to be able to reinvest in your fleet. And, you know, over the last 2 years, our gross capital expenditure number was over $1 billion, which is, or actually it was right at $1 billion. And, you know, that's sort of record level investment. And so it's a good time to be a trucker, but it's also a difficult one because we simply can't make everybody happy. And so, you know, my fall and my team's fall was certainly spent with conversations with customers on a regular basis that were sort of new to the game or trying to find capacity from us, and most of which was already spoken for by existing customers and our existing core customer base that we needed to stand behind during peak.
Well, Derek Leathers is CEO of the Omaha-based trucking company Werner Enterprises. A real pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.